Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And Lee, you can't even ask Nancy Pelosi if she hates Donald Trump because
Don't you dare.
Because did you know she's Catholic? And so you don't even have the right to ask her.
As a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't mess with me when it comes to words like that.
Yeah.
Don't mess with me. I wonder specifically for what outcome she is praying for the president.
She didn't say.
That was not specific, but, no.
Yeah, I pray to God for him while I continue my persecution of an innocent man. That's what I do. Will I accuse him of colluding with Vladimir Putin when I have the security clearances to know it didn't happen? When I'm a member of the Gang of Eight and I know it didn't happen? I persecute innocent men. And my main man, Jesus Christ, he knows all about the persecution of innocent men, so he could relate.
No, that part.
That's the
true,
kind of screwball thing she'd say. Yeah, you don't hate him. You just accused him of treason. And it turns out falsely. And you never apologized. But even other than that, you're awesome. You totally, God is down with you, man, for your struggle, I'm sure. I'm sure that's the case. Now, you made a brilliant point in an email you sent me that I'm going to let you lay out here. Because Nancy Pelosi, as Democrats do, run to their victim groups. Mm-hmm. When they have to answer a difficult question, and they don't because they can't win a debate. So what they do is say, I'm fill in the blank here, female, black, gay, transgender, Catholic, whatever, and you cannot question me. And that's what she did. But there's a funny thing about her claiming to be Catholic, isn't there, Lee?
Yes. Well, she's wrapping herself in Catholicism here, but the hypocrisy is, If you are going to claim that you don't hate anybody because of your Catholic faith, then why is it you go against the other tenets of the Catholicism and the things that are outlined that are behaviors not to be followed, such as abortion, gay marriage, homosexuality, so many other things that the church patently teaches against? From the Pope on down to the American bishops, that's my understanding. These are things that the Catholic Church is against. Now, if you're aligning yourself with the Catholic Church on that, Nancy, then why are you not following the tenets of the faith? And then there's so many other things, too, where you see the hypocrisy of this. And I sent you some background information. I remember the Senate hearing where a Trump judicial nominee was questioned over their involvement in the Knights of Columbus and their Catholic faith, about whether or not that they would be able to be a fair and fair justice on a federal court because of their faith. Well, then if you're going to question that, then I think you need to question the leadership of the Speaker of the House, because how is she going to be able to be a just person there if she follows her Catholic faith? If it's not good for a judge to be a Catholic, then why should it be good for the Speaker of the House?
Senator Kamala Harris and Mazie Hirono, you sent this to me, Lee, raised questions about Omaha-based lawyer Brian Beshear's membership in the Knights of Columbus. They said he might not be able to hear cases fairly and impartially. And asked whether he would end his membership in the Roman Catholic charitable organization. That is absolutely ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So it's a problem if you want to be a judge and you're a Republican, but it's not a problem if you're a Democrat Speaker of the House.
Yeah.
Do I have that right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Hypocrite.
Yep.
She's a total hypocrite. By the way, this is not going well for her last night. She went and did a town hall in Washington, D.C. Not in America, in Washington, D.C. Now, why would she choose Washington, D.C.? Do you know what the rate of voting for Hillary was in Washington, D.C.? 90%.
I was fixing to say it's somewhere in the 90s.
Yeah, it was 90. So, she, I mean, she's playing the safety game.
Could have been over 100%.
Probably was. Probably was in the great Democrat tradition. Anyway, there's a lot of graveyards in D.C. So, anyway, she's asked about this. You know, didn't you say that any vote for impeachment to begin any kind of impeachment process would have to be bipartisan or it would essentially be illegitimate? Didn't you say that, you good Catholic Nancy Pelosi?
Are you willing to impeach President Trump even if there are no Republican votes in the House in favor of it?
I've asked for the writing of the articles of impeachment. It's about a system of checks and balances. Can we not have any more questions about impeachment?
Oh.
Did I mention I'm Catholic? You can't ask me questions.
Nancy, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
You know what I'm going to do now with my trolls on Twitter? I'm just gonna only respond that I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
And like Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
You cannot question me on anything.
The Catholic defense.
The Catholic defense, which makes a hell of a lot of sense. Okay, by the way, just while we're at, she says civilization as we know it. Yeah. Is at stake, but she doesn't actually believe that because she can't get through it without laughing.
It is absolutely imperative. Civilization, as we know it today, is at stake.
Yeah.
This is a very sad day, I think, for our country. It's something that I would have hoped we could have avoided, but the president's actions made it necessary. You cannot violate the Constitution in full view. The facts are clear. If we were not to proceed, it would say to any president, any future president, whoever she or he may be, Democratic or Republican, that our democracy is gone. The president is king. He can do whatever he wants in violation of the law, in ignoring the acts of Congress.
Once again, we are not a democracy, Nancy.
She actually said in one breath yesterday, no, 2 days ago, she called the country a republic and then corrected herself and said it was democracy. Did you catch that?
Yeah. Well, you pointed that out. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was hysterical. She can't even tell the truth about what sort of country we're living in. It's just. Okay. So apparently you are not qualified to be a judge. Just to recap here. If you on the federal bench, if you are a Catholic and a Republican, but you can be the Speaker of the House if you're a Catholic and a Republican. In fact, you could be a federal judge if you're a Democrat and a Republican, or if you donate enough money to the Democrat Party, then that'll be okay.
And if you are a Catholic House Speaker, you are above and beyond reproach and you cannot be questioned.
No, you absolutely cannot be questioned.
Yeah.
So, next liberal that calls here. I'm Catholic, dude. You can't question me. I might even pull the woman card too.
If
I'm really riled up that day, I'll tell him, man, you can't question me. I'm Catholic and a woman. What are you thinking?
Right. Oh boy.
So yeah, what a big mess there. All right, it even crazier here. Okay. Julian and Rob this morning on Fox News nailed this whole thing without meaning to in their intro. And it's 22 seconds of pure glory. And it recaps, honestly, everything that we need to say today about impeachment. Here it is.
Nancy Pelosi taking the plunge on impeachment, calling it her civic duty to try and remove President Trump.
This isn't about politics at all. This is about patriotism. It's not about partisanship. It's about honoring our oath of office.
Can she really say it's not partisan when Democrats still don't know what charge they're pursuing?
They don't. Yeah. I mean, do you know how ridiculous this has gotten? Did you catch the Shifty Shift? Admitted that the Trump's actions, you know, that they're impeaching him for do not fit the bribery statutes. In other words, they don't violate current bribery law, right? Then stipulated, well, but we're following an older definition used by the founders. So Wall Street Journal went and looked that up. And Wall Street Journal editorial staff, not editorial board, but staff, is left-leaning, not right-leaning.
No.
And the editorial board leans a little right. They're more globalist than anything. But and they checked that out, and they found out, no, what Trump did not fit the bribery statutes then or now. So this is what we're doing now. Well, we're going to impeach him on not the current criminal definition, but an old one. I mean, this has been the pattern. We will stretch the law in ways it's never been used before, nor was it intended to be used to create a charge for you while blindly ignoring actual crimes by our own.
Right.
That's what they do.
Yeah, that's it.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To the Ingles Advantage Talk Line to talk to Brian in Lyman. We go, hey, Brian.
Hey, I done forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, I know.
You wanted to mention, go ahead.
You were going to talk about Pelosi bearing false witness, but go ahead.
Yeah. When she said she played that bit about her not having hate in her heart, I was thinking, well, gee, what about the Ten Commandments about bearing false witness? In fact, Trump order asked her about some of the other commandments. She's probably stolen in her life, too. Anyway, that's all I had to think about to this morning.
Bearing false witness, I mean, again, this woman is a member of the Gang of Eight. She has the highest security clearances possible. Her security clearances are so high, we're not even allowed to know what they are. We are told they rival the president's. So Pelosi was in a unique position to be able to see all the available data on Trump and Russia. She would have had to know he'd include with anybody way before Mueller found that out. It's all the same data. It's all the same stuff. Yet she bore false witness against him for 2 years, painted him as a treasonous traitor. She wants to hide in God and the Bible and Catholicism? Ugh. Whatever, Nancy. I mean, you told the country for 2.5 years you colluded with Vladimir Putin. You lied. And then when you found out conclusively that was the case, you never apologized. And no one's got it. Makes total sense. Although we're supposed to criticize applicants for federal judgeships because they're Catholic. According to the Democrats in the confirmation hearings. Remember all that? Well, you can't have a loyalty to the church and the people at the same time. By God, if you're Catholic, unless you're Nancy Pelosi. I mean, the hypocrisy of these people knows no bounds. It's truly stunning, as is this. Now, I don't mean to bore you here, because if you've listened to this show, this is so old that you're wondering, why am I even talking about it again like a broken record? But if you read the Washington Post, where the reporters lie to you up to the last screaming minute when they cannot avoid telling the truth, this is totally new to you. Headline, FBI failed to inform FISA court that Steele dossier was unreliable. No. This is supposed to be in the Inspector General's report. FBI failed to inform the FISA court Steele dossier was unreliable. Let me translate that into English. They lied. This is the principal reason I call them the FBI. How did I know this for going on a little over a year now? I've been telling you this for over a year. How did I know? I'm psychic. No, although you would not be blamed for thinking that. How did some little penny any talk host from Greenville know this, but it is a revelation to the Washington Post because they're fundamentally dishonest, not because it was an unknowable fact. I tell you this, not to toot my own horn, but to confirm for you why you listen to this show. We were right again. Again and again and again. We have been right. Our record on Russia is 100% correct. The Washington Post, CNN, and New York Times, wrong, wrong, wrong. And I say this to build credibility because I ask you to believe a lot. I ask you to believe me when the mainstream media many times is saying the opposite. I know that's a lot to ask. And that's why I spend so much time telling you when we got it right, we nailed this. Now, how did I know that the FBI lied to the FISA court about the Steele dossier? told him it was reliable when it wasn't. How did I know that? Because James Comey, the former director of the FBI, sat under the glaring lights and testified under oath a little over a year ago that they did not verify that document. And at the time I said, perjury. Where are the charges? See, because he signed the line, and I read the line to you. The line he signed, James Comey, he signed it on the application. Verified under penalty of perjury. The line is really clear. We verified this, we swear, under penalty of perjury. Then he went back under oath before Congress and said they did not verify. You got him dead to rights. And I've been asking for over a year, where are the charges? It's clear cut. It's not confusing, hard to understand, maybe shades of meaning. It's clear cut. Where are the members of Congress demanding he be charged? Where are the criminal referrals? They should have come right after that testimony. I have been telling you for a year he is a perjurer and a liar. Do you know who? And based on that, and now the Washington Post like, well, we've just discovered. No, you didn't just discover, you lying sacks. If a talk show host in Greenville can watch congressional testimony and know this over a year ago, and it's news, it's headlines today in the Washington Post, who should you believe going forward? Me. I got it right again. It wasn't rocket science. Anybody watching those hearings with half a brain could have figured it out. It's not hard. So what does it mean? What did the FBI do here? See, because they're downplaying it. They're leaving you to draw your own conclusions. They had nothing. So they lied to the FISA court to get the highest spy warrant available to the public. A warrant that allowed them to ultimately spy on Carter Page with two jumps, meaning they could spy on the entire Trump family, the whole Trump campaign, all of it. And it was based on a lie. I know my police officer listeners, we've got a lot of them out there. You know what happens to you. You go into a court of law and you lie to a judge to get a warrant? My God. And if the prosecutor knows it and lies with you, you're going to be in adjoining cells. You know what the price of that is. You know the outrage that would ensue if it happened locally. And there's just a shrug of the shoulders. You know what's even worse, folks? You know what's even worse? Why was the Steele dossier so unreliable? Let's not forget it was unreliable because Hillary's campaign and the DNC paid to create it, and there's no way the FBI didn't know that. I've known it since 2017. They lied not once, not twice, not three times, but four times. They four times re-upped that warrant. It wasn't a one-time, one-off mistake somehow based on a bureaucratic shuffle. They did it four times. They should have been in prison months ago. Let's review. The Steele dossier was created using by committing two crimes. There's also no way they didn't know about it. Hillary lied about it in her campaign finance report. Remember, she committed a misdemeanor and a felony in the process. The misdemeanor lie was the one where she said that she'd paid a law firm. She did not. She paid Fusion GPS. She lied on her FEC forms. The felony was where they paid $50,000 to Christopher Steele, a foreign national. Over 50 grand's a felony. You cannot pay a foreign national, you know, to collude with you to fix the results of the election, the thing the Democrats have been accusing us of. So the FBI used the document that they had to know was created by the DNC and Hillary. They had to know was a political document and a document it created through two crimes itself. In a desperate bid to get the ability to spy on Donald J. Trump illegally. That's huge. And old news. You know about it because you've been hearing about it on the show like a broken record for a year. We welcome the Washington Post into the league we're in. We welcome them to the truth. Does it feel good or did it hurt to write that? Jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line to talk to John in Easley. Hey, John.
Hey, Tara. I haven't heard anybody say anything about this, but I don't know. I guess after the Kavanaugh hearings, it just stuck in my head. Do you think that part of this impeachment is because they want to be able to discredit anybody that Trump nominates. I mean, they came after Kavanaugh horribly, and he still got in. But if Trump had been impeached and had nominated him, and then they called him a, you know, said he the rape allegations, I don't think he would have gotten in. And maybe that's what they're doing because they don't really believe they can win. I mean, everybody's wondering why Pelosi's doing it. Maybe that's it. Maybe they're not even thinking about his reelection. They've already given up on that, and they're just trying to protect the Supreme Court.
You know, that is actually a brilliant take, John, on this. And you know what? There's evidence the president agrees with you. This tweet yesterday was hysterical. And you'll catch the part that speaks to what you're talking about. I just died laughing reading this yesterday. This is Trump. Nancy Pelosi just had a nervous fit. She hates that we will soon have 182 great new judges and so many more. Stock market and employment record. She says she prays for the president. I don't believe her. Not even close. Help the homeless in your district, Nancy. USMCA question mark. So you're right. He goes first right to the judges.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what this is about. Personally, if I was a betting man, and I don't bet because money's too hard to come by, I would put money on it. But that's what it's all about.
That they're trying to say, well, this is a discredited president who broke the law somehow that we can't delineate. But anyway, never mind that. Nobody's above the law. And we can't confirm his judges. Yeah.
Exactly.
Why not? They'll try anything.
I mean, yeah, they'll try anything. I mean, it's all about the Supreme Court. He gets to, you know, replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg with another Brett Kavanaugh type judge, and they've lost all control. Because I mean, Trump's going straight to the Supreme Court with everything now, where he's, you know, got a favorable ruling, if we hope. And if they can't stop him with the lower court judges, because he's just going to go to the Supreme Court, because they don't have that under control anymore, then they've kind of lost the power that they've had over us.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what this is all about.
Nope.
But I don't think it's going to do him any good because, I mean, you know, her rant yesterday and Joe Biden attacking that voter, which is disgraceful. He must not know that the saying that if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Just don't respond to somebody that's heckling you. You should just ignore him. Have more class, but. He's obviously worried about his son being investigated and it all coming out. But I have no faith in Lindsey Graham to investigate it. I don't know how he's going to get out of it, but he will. He won't do anything. We need to get him out of office for sure.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah, you can count on Lindsey Graham to go on Sean Hannity and talk passionately about other people and how they should do something about this without pointing out that he is the main one in the Senate with the power to do something about this. Oh, by the way, the letter that was sent to him by members of the House, Republicans, asking him to legitimately use his subpoena power to get Adam Schiff's phone records and the phone records of the whistleblower's lawyer to see if they coordinated. And Joe Biden and Hunter Biden's phone records to see if they all coordinated, a legitimate request, given that Joe Biden and the whistleblower have a lot of connections, including flying around the world together on Air Force One. They're buds. So, Biden inviting Charmella to a State Department dinner, all that kind of stuff, all those connections. I mean, it's legit to see if those people have been talking, but you should do it the proper way with a subpoena. Lindsey Graham has refused. So there you go. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. It'd be fascinating to see if AT&T and Verizon and other carriers would comply with a subpoena like that, or if they only count when they come from Democrats. I suspect they only count when they come from Democrats. 800-347-1063. I want to jump on over to the South China Morning Post for a moment. And talk to you about what's going on there. It's not good. South China Morning Post is reporting. Okay, you got to know something about the South China Morning Post. South China Morning Post is actually a Hong Kong newspaper, but they are very pro-Beijing. They're very pro-Communist Party. They're Yeah, that's their angle. You know what they're reporting? That this impeachment may give China back the upper hand in negotiations with Trump, which is exactly what the Democrats want here. That Trump was on the upswing in terms of, you know, getting control and, you know, helping to end the theft, honestly, by the political class, the sale of American jobs and industry and manufacturing to China. But this shampeachment is the best thing going to stop his momentum. And believe me, the Democrats know that. They absolutely are aware of that. Okay, get a jump on the line with Rick in Greenville. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning. I look forward to days off because I get to listen to your whole show instead of the 20 minutes when I'm driving to work. So really enjoy what you and Lee and your crew do every day. Hey, talking about Nancy Pelosi's little rant and her disgusting hiding behind Catholicism as her reasons as to why she supposedly doesn't hate Donald Trump. The question that I was thinking, man, I would have loved to jump out there with a follow-up and say, okay, great, so Catholicism drives your life, so you must be pro-life, right? And watch her tap dance on that one. And just further, you know, we know the hypocrisy knows no bounds, but would have been a great chance to just watch her just bury herself in circles there.
Yeah. And that would have been, Rick, and thank you so much for your phone call. That would have been a great follow-up by the media, the kind of follow-up that Donald Trump would have gotten if he would have said such a thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, without question. But, you know, it's a different world and a very friendly press for them, so they don't have to deal with it. But, yeah, anyway, listen, really, really enjoy the show. Keep up the great work. Have a great day.
Oh, well, thank you, Rick. And by the way, just to, you know, just let you know, you can catch more than 20 minutes of the show, and I really appreciate you being a fan. You just radio.com, download it on your phone. I got it on mine, and you can just scroll down, and the podcast will be right there. And you can listen when it is convenient for you. By the way, you can also listen. I need your help, by the way. If you've got friends, family in Anderson, 101.5 FM. We are now in Anderson, 101.5 FM. And so if you're driving in from Anderson, we got actually have some of you who drive from Greenville to work in Anderson. You go the opposite direction. You can listen to us on 101.5 FM as well. But listen, family members, friends, you've told them before, oh, you've got to listen to this show. I'm like, oh, we can't get it. 101.5 in Anderson. Tell your family, tell your friends, and we'd certainly appreciate if you would do it. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Okay, I'm going to have to do this in the next segment. This confrontation that Biden got into with an older gentleman is just, it's just, there's no words. James in Pickens, good morning.
Hello, Tara. I enjoy your work very much and catch the show whenever I can. I'll drill right down to it. Nancy Pelosi, when she was giving the green light to have the impeachment hearings, she said that we Democrats are prayerful too, meaning also. She is acknowledging in that statement that Republicans at least are perceived to be more prayerful than their Democratic counterparts, whether or not it's the rank and file or whether or not it's elected officials. She is acknowledging that the Republican Party is more the party of prayer.
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, we can say this about the Republican Party. It's the only one of the two parties that doesn't openly castigate and practically persecute Christians.
And I don't know how good of a Catholic she is or isn't. That's between her and God, and nobody's going to elect me for sainthood sometime this week. But when she put that word "too" in there, that spoke volumes.
Boy, it did, didn't it? It did. Thank you for your phone call, James. But certainly appreciate it. Jump on over to the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. See what's going on there. Texter writes, doesn't the left say, don't pray for victims of an incident, but step up and do something? Take away their weapons. Weaponizing power is the same. Oh, what a great point. Texter writes, hey, Tara, Nancy Pelosi is as much a Catholic as Bruce Jenner is a woman. Just because you call yourself something doesn't make it true. Texture writes, good morning, Tara. FYI, great job numbers reported this morning. 180,000 plus. Unemployment's now at 3.5%. Go figure. Trump 2020, says John from Fountain Inn. Yes, great economic news. It just continues rolling in. Oh, I had another one here, too. Darn. Oh, no, where'd it go? Oh, anyway, I don't know where it went. Here it is. Wall Street Journal. Want to add this one. Now, keep in mind, I'm enjoying reading this because the Wall Street Journal, being part of the globalist movement, which says, screw you to everybody else, your job is to collect less in wages so Wall Street can get fatter. It was a joy to read this. Wall Street Journal that predicted, as a consequence of Trump's obviously disastrous tariffs, we were going to have a recession any moment now. That was just this spring. What did they just write? No recession. No, they would never admit they got that wrong. Headline, long U.S. job boom. Jobs boom gets longer. Hiring at small firms surged again in November. Wasn't this supposed to slow down? They told us it was going to slow down. It's not slowing. Job creation, this is Wall Street Journal, job creation jumped in November with an average addition of 0.29 workers per firm, the highest level since May. Ooh, that must have hurt to write. Wall Street Journal continues, isn't it nice to have an economy where the biggest headaches for proprietors, again, we're supposed to be in a recession, according to these morons. Isn't it nice to have an economy where the biggest headaches for proprietors of small businesses aren't taxes or regulations, but finding enough people to service all the orders coming in the door? Naturally, this situation also has a way of working out for the employees whose services are in historically high demand. All right, they'll never admit they got it wrong on the recession, but at least they're admitting this.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.